This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, it took a while, but common sense has broken out at the World Health Organization. Dr. David Nabarro acknowledged that the members of the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as the primary means of controlling this virus. In fact, he argued that lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer. He did admit that there might have a purpose when the short term is needed to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, or to protect your healthcare workers who are exhausted. Otherwise, they are devastating. He argues that there will be possibly the doubling of world poverty next year and at least a doubling of child malnutrition due to the lockdowns. You might wonder what caused this dramatic shift in policy. The evidence, guided by common sense, is probably one reason. Another likely reason was an open letter from more than 3,500 doctors. The Great Barrington Declaration called for world leaders to end the harmful lockdowns and adopt a new approach that scientists are now called focused protection. They also expressed grave concerns about the physical and mental impacts of these lockdown policies. The current policies, they say, are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. The results, to name a few, include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come. You know, for months I've been quoting healthcare experts who warned us about these dangers. Fortunately, the World Health Organization is finally warning others about the lockdown policies. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.